Hi, this is a dictation for Anitra Carter, Anitra Carter, date of services. August 14, 2024. Date of birth is 8/30/1976. Date of accident 7/11/2023. The patient is here for a procedure. Interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy. Number two is epidurogram. She also underwent an intra-articular injection of the left shoulder with fluoroscopy. Intra-articular injection of the left AC joint. Injection of the subacromial subdeltoid bursa injection, bursagram, as well as injection to the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon with steroid. Well, the indications, the procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection and epidurogram was done according to the protocol. So was the injection to the left shoulder, left AC joint, as well as the supraspinatus infraspinatus tendons were done according to the template and protocol that we had. Injection to the bursa was also done according to the protocol, and a bursagram was obtained. Patient tolerated all the procedures very well, and an injection of 5 cc's of dexamethasone mixed with marcaine was injected for each of these injection sites. For epidural, 10 cc steroid plain was given without any marcaine. Patient tolerated the procedure very well and left the office in a stable condition. The medical indications for the procedures are as follows. For the epidural injection, for lumbar epidural, the patient has been suffering from severe pain in the lower back, which has been radiating to her left leg, towards the hip, and up to the knee, constantly with no relief. The pain level has been 9, ADLs are quite affected. The patient has been off work. She is requiring large amount of pain medication. The goal of this procedure is to heal her up as soon as possible with improving the ADLs, decrease the need for pain medication, and decrease the need for surgery. The patient is not wanting surgery anyway. Her MRIs also were positive for a retrolisthesis of L5-S1 and disc desiccation at L5-S1, facet hypertrophy of L4-5, and facet hypertrophy at L5-S1 with bilateral neuroforamen and nerve. Now, this MRI was done on 10/16/2023 at Michigan Diagnostics. And an MRI for the left shoulder on 10/16/2023 shows supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing involving posterior infraspinatus tendon, as well as partial thickness articular surface tearing of the posterior infraspinatus tendon measuring up to 4 mm, AC joint arthrosis, small amount of subacromial subdeltoid fluid, biceps tenosynovitis. Recent MRI on January 11, 2024 shows subacromial bursitis, subacromial impingement syndrome, interstitial tear in the distal supraspinatus tendon, and tear at the posterior superior margin of glenoid labrum, requiring the injection to the intra-articular injection, the bursa injection, bursagram, as well as AC joint and supraspinatus infraspinatus tendon injection and intra-articular injection. They're all explained by the pathology at the MRI level. Thank you.